Good. Good job. Let's go around again. Good. So here we start the pattern. So a G. So it's actually two G's in a row. So we'll start on. All right. So finger two, two, three, go. And then C. Don't stop and wait for it. Just go right into it. And then D. Don't stop. That would be with third finger. Good. And then back to G. Good. And that completes the cycle. Start again. So G. Don't stop to wait with your right hand. Good. And then G. Good. Good. So one more time, start the cycle. G, two, three, four, C, two, three, D, two, three, back to G. That's really good. Now that you've done that, now that you can put the other fingers down while you're strumming the chord. So this is like, have you ever heard, this is like what entrepreneurs say to each other, ready, fire, aim. This is like a thing about, entrepreneurs say that, better to start something imperfectly and adjust as you go along. Obviously entrepreneurs, they have a way of assessing risk so that, they get stuff done, but they do take chances and they kind of make it up as they go along, but it fits in their master plan. It's the same thing we're doing with guitar. So, in order to really learn an instrument, well, just to finish the entrepreneur example, I mean, you can imagine that someone on the opposite extreme who wants to make sure that everything is perfect before they begin or do anything is going to take a lot longer and get a lot less stuff done in their life because nothing is ever really perfect. So, I'm not suggesting that your guitar player is not going to become perfect. It will be. But things grow and things develop organically much faster when they're already in motion. Like Newton's law of motion, right? First law of motion. A thing in motion will remain in motion, or a thing that's stagnant will remain stagnant unless acted upon by an outside force. Which means, for us, if we have momentum, then that momentum is going to continue. And even though we're concentrating on letting the right hand be the leader, the left hand is going to follow a lot faster than if we try to get everything perfect. Pretty cool, right? As we're going along, we're going to add the rest of the chords. We're still going to only do the first finger first, and if we can't get any other notes in that chord, fine. But if we can, great. So let's try it together. All right, so again, it's one bar of G, one bar of C, one bar of D, and then one bar of G again. And then you repeat the whole pattern, which means G goes twice, the first bar and the fourth bar. So here we go, one, two, three, four, so. And C, finger one, but don't wait for it, just do finger one. And then D with finger three. Wait for it, yep, and then correct as you go along, even if it's the wrong chord, be willing, even if your hands can't get there in time, and then back to G, just keep going with the right hand. Good, so we start the cycle again, one, two, three, first finger only on C, don't stop with the right hand. Going, you might not be able to get any other fingers down. And then on the D chord, you do third finger. And then while you're doing it, now I know I'm pushing you along a little bit, but this is great. You're making good progress. This is how you learn. And then back to G.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it even slow. So the trick is to try and get a tempo for your right hand that's just fast enough that your fingers can follow along, even if it's not perfect. But not too fast that you get lost, and not too slow. You definitely don't want to stop and wait for yourself. So we're going to do the same thing again, but I'm going to go a little slower. And I'll demonstrate what I mean. So same thing again. Again, just be willing to let the right hand be the leader. So we're going to try not to stop that strum. I'm going to call it off slow, but once we start, we're going to, and be just be willing to do imperfect. You even have to be willing to just not get any of the chord, and just, you know, the worst that can happen is you have that kind of sound. Last I checked, it hasn't hurt anybody yet, you know, that sound of no fingers being down. All right, so here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. So just to C, one finger, don't stop. 2, 3, 4. Switch to D, third finger, don't stop. 2, 3. Keep going, back to G, don't worry about it. And back to G, go on.
G. Yeah. Seemed to have more trouble doing that with the D chord.
Yeah.
Keeping it going.
This is good job. This is great. Great practice. Good. I'm gonna go even slower actually, Don.
This is good.
Yeah, I'm going to go even slower and see if we can do that. Let's go to all the way down to like 40 or something. Yeah, this should be easier for you. And this is at a tempo of 40. So if you have a metronome at home, well, no, I guess it would be too hard to try and sync it up with my recording. But I'll put the metronome near the recorder so that you can hear it. It's
yeah,
just
I've
one.
I've got a metronome too.
It's just one strum per click here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Get ready for C. One finger only. Don't stop the hand. 2, 3, 4. Here's D. One finger only. 2, 3, 4, and back to G already. 1, 2, 3. That's pretty cool. Keep trying it. You'll get faster and faster at it. Here we go. Here we go. So we're just one. And so let me just explain. Also, what's happening is by the time I get to beat 3, in my mind's eye, I'm already starting to see my first finger at the second. Even though I'm still playing G, I'm visualizing where I'm about to put my finger. Only that one finger, the one we decided.
Yeah.
And same thing when I'm on the C chord, I'm visualizing, starting about the third beat, where I'm going to put that finger for the D chord. All right? All right, good. Good job. So here we go. Ready? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Start visualizing the C. Here we go. Don't stop the hand. And start visualizing the D. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. And start visualizing the G. Here we go. 2, 3. Now the whole pattern starts over again. So G, 2. Actually, let's try that again. I think I got off the metronome. Same thing again. So with me, 1, 2, 3, 4. So G. Start visualizing the C. Here we go. 3. Start visualizing the D. 3, 4, and we're back to G already.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna give you a practice recording on this, so don't play for a second.
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay, so I'm gonna just do it by myself, and I'll send this to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Does it seem smart to start with the third string for the G, or is there a better way to do it?
I suppose you could start with finger one. You want to start with finger one?
I don't know. usually if I want to play B, if I get lost and don't remember it, I remember the third finger.
Right.
And go to that.
I don't think it really matters. I think it's just whatever you choose. So I'll give you a practice recording. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So G. Start thinking where you're gonna put your finger on C. Here we go. Correct it as you go along. Start thinking about the D. Here we go. Correct it as we go along. And start thinking about the G, the first finger. And correct it as we go along. And then that's the end of the cycle. So here's another start. Start thinking about C. Here we go. First finger and then correct it. Start thinking about D. First finger and then correct it. And then G. Obviously, when I say correct it, I just mean add the other fingers. Yeah. One more time. C. Here comes D.